But make sure you begin to go ahead and let someone else know of what God is doing and how powerful God is in your life. So therefore, we can truly be disciples of Christ, for that is what we're all called to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Once again, I want to say good morning to you all. Good morning, Pastor Quinn. You know, glad to have
bless you
on again as usual. Would you go ahead and say good morning?
Bless you. Bless you, Pastor, and thank you once again for having me on. It's such a joy to be on with you once again today, especially as we're dealing on faith. I mean, this is just a great topic. And so we thank God today for the fellowship, and thank God for all of the believers there today that are on the line. No matter where you're from, I'm glad that we're together, joining together in this bond of prayer. And so I bless God today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's go straight into our scripture. As you know, I give you scriptures to give you some things to stand on. But this morning, I was led to deal with faith. Simply because we are doing a lot, we're doing this prayer call, and we're praying and we're interceding for others, and we're asking God for favor, we're asking God for healing, we're asking God for blessings, we're asking God for finances, we're going to God asking this, but what does it mean if we don't believe? It profit us nothing if we don't have the faith to know that God will answer our prayers. And I want to make sure that we understand truly what faith is. And I want us to increase our faith, because I don't want you to have the same level of faith as you did last week as you do this week. I don't want you to have the same level of faith as you did on Monday and on Wednesday. I don't want you to have the same level of faith that you had when you came on this call or when you get off. I want every time your faith increases. And I tell you this, every day God shows me a new thing, and my faith increases. And the stronger our faith is, the more we increase it, the more God will do for us. Let's give you some scriptures. Of course, you know, I always have them. And it says, the first one is Hebrews 11 and 6, and I'm coming to you from the New King James Version. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Simply put, as I've said earlier, it is impossible for us to please God if we don't believe what God can do. So we can't go to God saying, I hope, I wish, I think, I would like to know, maybe he can, maybe he can't. I told you, God is not a wish upon a star. He's not a genie. He said he will. He gave you his promise. And we got to be boldly to know that God is, and it says he is a rewarder. That means he will give unto you. And it's a little joke people say. Somebody says, Pastor, you're doing good, and people want to hear you. He says, but make sure they stop giving you awards and start giving you rewards. And see, we got to begin to receive rewards. And see, what is a reward? Reward is what we're looking for. All those things that bountifully bless us that we'll be able to sow into others. See, we got to begin to realize that God will be a rewarder of our faith. And if you want that reward, you will diligently seek. If there's a bounty out for something and you go out looking for it because there's a reward for it, you're going to search hard. You're going to dig harder because you want that reward. And it goes in Romans 3 and 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of law. What does that mean, Pastor? Simply put, is this: you are justified not by what the world says, not by what the law says. There are going to be a lot of good people going to hell. I'm going to say that again. There are going to be a lot of good people going to hell, okay? And I want you to hear this. Those people that do good things and they do good actions, I love them. Thank you, Jesus. But God said that, Christ said that there will be some that he will say, depart from me, for I knew you not, of your workers of iniquity. And the thing is, if you ain't got faith in God, if you do not know who God is and believe the power of him and have faith in his word, because see, understand, I get challenged a lot, and people come to me and say, well, Pastor, who is this Jesus? And I believe he was a prophet, but I don't believe he was the Son of God, and everything in the Bible couldn't have happened, and all these things and miracles I believe is just a good bedtime story. It is okay. It's okay. I'm not going to argue the word of God. I'm not going to even try to prove the word of God, because here's the thing. The moment you can sit back and you can cast physical proof on it, and you dig that deep in it, where is your faith? This is a faith walk. Okay, that means that everything you don't have to understand. And what I mean by that is we got to be like a child. That's why Christ said we have to be as naive as a child. When a teacher told you 1 + 1 = 2, you don't ask what made 1 1. You don't ask anything. Okay, it's a given. As we learn in math, they're givens. They're theorems. And those are things we take 1 + 1 = 2. So the basis of everything else is off of 1 + 1 = 2. And that is the bottom line. And the basis of this is God is God. And that is that. When Moses said, "Who shall I say that sent me?" He says, "You know what? Tell them, I am that I am." Remember that God is. And that's all that we have to stand on, no matter what anybody else says. Now, we're going to go also in Matthew 17 and 20. So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for surely I say unto you, if you have," we know this, but "if you have what? Faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing," here it is, "nothing will be impossible for you." Here's what I want. We always miss this. It says this. He says, "Because of your unbelief, for sure I say unto you." But he says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, okay, which we all know is about 2 millimeters in size, okay, it says, you will say to this mountain. Now, I want you this morning, those things that you're seeking God for, those prayer requests that you sit in, those things that are on your heart that you need God to move in. Christ didn't say to the next mountain. He didn't say when you see another mountain. He said to this mountain, the one you're dealing with right now. He said, this mountain, he said, speak into it. And he said, not just speak into it and tell it to move out the way. He said, tell it where to go. We got to start praying with direction. And your faith has to have that direction. And God, just don't deliver me from this. Deliver me from here to there. God, just don't make my child act right. Give my child the spirit of obedience that he will then perform accordingly to your word. Okay, now, Father, just don't heal my marriage, but bring my marriage to the fact that we're loving individuals so our children will understand what true marriage is. See, we got to begin to speak this and have faith that God is going to do what he said he's going to do, but we got to have the faith to speak it and give direction on what it is to happen. Yeah. Then he goes on in Matthew 9 and 22. Jesus turned around and seeing her, he said, "Take courage, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And once again, the woman was restored to health. And if literally, woman with the issue of blood, we sit here, all these different people, Christ is healed, and we know the stories. Listen, just because of the faith of her pressing through, she knew she felt she wasn't even worthy to be there. But he says, I know that if I can just get to a piece of him. And here's the thing, we got to have that same faith, but we don't have to press like she does because Christ is supposed to reside in us. And because he resides in us, we got to know that just because he resides in us, that healing is so. That which we seek is so. And then he goes on in James 2 and 17. Thus also faith by itself, if it does not work, have works, is dead. We know the scriptures say faith without works is dead. Well, what I hear it all the time, Pastor, but what does that mean? It means is if you're not exercising your faith, if you're not speaking and walking in the impossible, then what good is the faith? I mean, think about this. What good is a car that won't start? What good is a car that you won't drive? It just sits there. And here's the thing. If you have a car and you don't ever drive it, you never get out of it, you never crank it up, you never go anywhere, it begins to sit and rot, deteriorate, and it is no longer of any good. I want you to think about that for a second. It begins to sit, rot, and deteriorate, and no longer is any good. That's the best way I want you to understand. If your faith, if you're not getting in your faith and cranking that faith up and driving that faith down the road, it's going to sit and rot and no longer be any good. It is dead to you. So you want your faith to live. I want you to exercise your faith like you exercise your mind and you exercise your body. The stronger, see, understand something. When we exercise our physical body, and we have a thing in the gym that says no pain, no gain. I want you to get that. If you got to be able to go through the pain of exercising your faith to gain more power in your faith. also in Galatians 2 and 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we believe in Christ Jesus that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. Once again, just back it up. We're justified and we're held accountable by our faith, not by what the world says, not by our good deeds. Okay, man can't get you into heaven. And then it goes on, another one to back that up, 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, so that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Amen.
Your faith cannot be rested in what the philosophies of the world says. The world, I said this before, the world says things should go a certain way. I hear people talking about, well, if we give unto everybody, that's socialism. No, Christ said that we're supposed to feed. Christ said we're supposed to go out. And Christ said we are our brother's keeper. Hear that this morning. We are our brother's keeper. And by being our brother's keeper, that means that we got to stop hearing what the world says and what the nation says, and we got to hear what God says.
Amen.
And then James 1 and 3, be assured and understand that the trial of proving your faith bring out endurance and steadfast and patience. And we also know that the trial of your faith work in patience. Like I said, what is patience? Patience is understanding. That is being able to understand. I tell people, say, Pastor, I'm praying for patience. And I tell them, I pray for you. Because understand, patience, when you pray for patience, that means that you're about to go through some things. And that means that you got to get understanding. Patience isn't the ability to be able to wait, but it's the ability to be able to understand what you're going through. And knowing that just because I'm being delayed, I'm not denied. So I want you to understand that this morning. And then lastly, the last scripture we're going to give you is going to segue into these two verses. I want these two things that's coming up next. And that is, so faith comes by hearing,
yes,
and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 2:17. Why do you need to study your Bible? Because faith comes by hearing. But by hearing what, Pastor? By hearing you preach every day? No. By watching TBN? No. By watching television? No. By listening to my gospel songs? No. It comes by hearing the word of God. So when you read the word to yourself and you speak the word, when you take that logos into rhema and it becomes a spoken word and you put it in the atmosphere and you speak it into your life, that's when faith will come. You got to say it every morning what God is going to do. And in close, I want you to hear these scriptures in Genesis 22:1-9, and Hebrews 11:17, and James 2:21, when we deal with Abraham, and we know that God told him to go up and offer Isaac. But what happened? He said, when he went up there, he told his servants, we will be back. Wait here till we return. He knew that he was coming back, not just him, but him and his son. Even though God told him to offer him up as a living sacrifice, he knew that God was going to provide for him somehow, some way. He didn't know how, but he knew God would. You got to know God will. Don't worry about how God's going to do it. I know they're knocking on your door. It doesn't matter how God's going to do it. Just know that God is going to do it. David said, he said, the Lord is. And you want to stop right there and know that whatever you need him to do, he is. That's where you hang your faith, on the is. Nothing else but is. And then the last thing I want you, this other scripture that you can read, Luke 6:10. It's about the centurion servant being healed. This man came to Christ, and he was a centurion soldier. And he says, listen, Christ, he says, I'm not even worthy to be here with you. He says, and I tell men to go and they go. I tell them to come and they come. And people do what I say. But I know my servant is ill. And I know if you just speak the word, he'll be healed. Once again, see the living word. Speak the word by hearing. Faith cometh by what? It cometh by hearing. But hearing what? The word of God. He said, if you speak speak the word, I know it'll be healed. And right there, when they went back home, that servant was no longer ailment. He was healed. He was up. He was doing his bid. And Christ said, now this is the faith we're talking about. Now, I don't want you to just listen to what I'm saying here this morning. Take these scriptures and read them, because faith comes by what? It comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. Let's go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you, Father. Father, anoint us this morning, Father. Bless us this morning, Father. Father, increase our faith this morning, Father. Show us what we need, Father. Father, right now, meet us at our faith level. Shake us up and stir us up inside, Father. Create in us a new faith, Father. I know we're asking for you to increase our faith, and I know that means you're going to have to go through some hurt and some pain, Father. But it's an endurance, your hurt. It's a pain that's going to strengthen us, and we can endure this, Father. We will endure this. We're going to stand. But, Father, right now, I want you to station people with us. Just like we're in the weight room and we get a spot on some things we know might be a little bit heavy, and that spot is there saying, come on, just tap in the bar and say, you can do it, you can do it. Push, push, push. Just we're going to push our way through. We're going to be laborers. We're going to push our way through. We want people that's going to stand with us and say, push, you can do it. Push, you can lift it. Push. And when we think that they're helping us and that they're spotting us, the only thing they're doing is just tapping the bar, letting them know, listen, it can be done. It can be done, and you're doing it. And every time we go through it, it seems stronger. We're going to push a little bit harder. We're going to push a little bit higher. We're going to push a little bit faster. And we're going to add more weight. And we're going to push a little bit. And we're going to let our faith increase our faith. Our faith is going to be so strong that it increases the faith that we have, that we will no longer have the same faith as we did before. We come to you, God, this morning, strengthen our faith. You gave us the word. We're standing on it. So we know what you can do. We ask all this in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Quinn.
Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for that word and that powerful prayer. I just want to call your attention to a particular scripture, one scripture that the Lord has pointed out to me today to share with you. And that is in the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, and the 31st and the 32nd verse. And it simply reads, it says, Simon, Simon, this is Jesus talking. He says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you, all of you, as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Once again, the 31st verse reads of that 22nd chapter. It says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat. But Jesus comes back and says in the 32nd verse, I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. It was at this particular moment where Jesus was giving his discourse at the Last Supper and explaining to his beloved disciples of the things to come. He was forecasting to them his death. And at this present moment, he had words to share with his disciples that they remain strong and faithful. No matter what you go through in life, and believe me, you will go through things, certain things will come in your life where your faith will be tested. We're living in a world where 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and the 5th verse comes so key, and it's lighted in my mind where it says that they're having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. And so what we have to understand is that we're living in a world where a lot of people are actually denying the power of God. They are faithless people, pretending to be faithful to God. And what we have to understand as believers of God is that if we are to come into what the things that God has for us, then we must remain faithful. There is nothing worse than a Christian who is an unbeliever. You have to understand this. In order to receive things from Christ, you must remain faithful to him. There's nothing worse than a Christian who is an unbeliever, because an unbeliever is open to the tactics and the schemes of the devil. Even more so, the unbeliever will fall victim to the tactics and the schemes of the devil. And so what Jesus is saying to Simon Peter, he's saying to him, he's saying, Simon Peter, I prayed for you that your faith may not fail. Even though the enemy may come against you, come up to attack you, his tactics will fail. His tactics will not prosper against you because I prayed for you. It's good to understand, and it's good to know that Jesus is praying for us, that Jesus is going on our behalf to the Father, praying for us. And surely, if Jesus is praying for us, we must pray for each other. If Jesus is praying for us, we must pray for each other. We've got to learn to stop turning on each other and start turning to each other. We've got to learn to stop despitefully using each other and learn to bend our knees and go to God and say, listen, God, it's me, it's me. Not only am I standing in the need of prayer, but I'm standing on behalf of my brother and my sister. And so Jesus prayed for us. And it is evident because Simon Peter goes back, and in his own writing, in 1 Peter, the first chapter and the fifth verse, he recites and recalls when Jesus prayed for him and just what it did for him. He said that he protected him by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be received in the last time. So Peter recalled when Jesus prayed for him, but not only when Jesus prayed for him, he recalled the fact that because Jesus prayed for him, the power of prayer through faith protected him. I've come to tell you this morning, that Jesus, because Jesus prayed for you or because you prayed for somebody else, that's protection. Because you have faith in the power of God, that's protection over your life and their life. So today we thank God for the faithful. We bless God for those who have faith in him. Let us look towards heaven. God, we thank you this morning. We bless your name for waking us up this morning, Lord, because we realize a lot of people didn't wake up this morning to witness your good mercy and your grace. And so, God, we thank you for allowing us to see the dawning of a brand new day. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for just you being God and being who you are. We understand, Lord, that it's by no fault of our own that we are here today. But, Lord, it's all because of your goodness. It is all because of your grace. It is all because of your mercy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your faith, the faith that we're able to exhibit towards you. Lord, we understand now that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are able to exhibit our faith because we understand that we're called for a reason. We're called for a specific purpose. And, Lord, we understand that it is our faith that works for us. We understand, Lord, that it is our faith that works on our behalf. Because, Lord, your son even said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. That's faith, Lord. And so what we're doing, we're just going to exhibit the faith that we have in you through your word, Lord. We're going to depend on your word and be faithful to your word that when we do ask, Lord, you will give to us. That when we do seek you, Lord, we will find you, Lord. That when we do knock at the door, it will be open to us. And so, Lord, we thank you for the faithful. Lord, we thank you for those that are still faithful, even in the midst of adversity. God, we thank you for those who are faithful to you, even in the midst of adversity, who trust in you, even when they can't trace you. Lord, we thank you for the fact, Lord, that those who really are walking into this walk in the newness and don't really understand are yet holding on. And Lord, we thank you for those that are holding on in their faith. Lord, we know that we're living in trying times. We understand that we're living in what many may call, or just coming out of what many may call a recession. But Lord, we understand that in your word, that the believers, the true believers, go through no recessions. But we have been promised that there will be trials and tribulations. And so, God, what we're doing, we're just holding on in our faith, trusting and believing in you. Because we understand, as the psalmist said, he said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So, Lord, we're standing on your word and believing in you, God, that we're remaining faithful in you. Lord, we understand that we may not have the money right now, but we know, Lord, that it's on the way. Lord, we're remaining faithful, and we're understanding, Lord, that we may not have the promotion, but the promotion is on the way. Lord, we understand that we may not have good health, but, Lord, we understand that in the future that if we speak those things that are not, then so shall it be, Lord. You're going to bring it to pass. And so, Lord, we thank you in advance for the blessings that are to come, because we're speaking them into existence through faith. Lord, we also understand that in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, he says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Lord, I understand now. We understand now that if we just keep our faith strong in you, that you're going to bring it to pass. You're going to bring our healing to pass. You're going to bring prosperity to pass. And so, God, we thank you in advance for the things that are to come, because we're trusting in you. We understand that faith is nothing but trusting. For Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen." So, Lord, even if we can't see it right now, even if we can't see a better day, Lord, we're going to trust in you for a better day. Mm-hmm. We're going to trust and depend on you, Lord, for a better day. We're going to trust and depend on you, Lord, that things will get better, because we understand that by and by things will get better. Mm-hmm. And we thank you in advance for every prayer that hoping and looking to you, Lord, that it will be answered. Lord, we're looking to you, God, understanding that you will answer each prayer.
Yes.
And we bless your name today. Thank you, Lord, for the faithful. And those that lack faith, Lord, we pray that you increase their faith through the trial and through the test, through the error. Increase their faith right now, Lord, to depend on you and to lean on you, leaning not to their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledging you and letting you direct their paths. Lord, direct our paths.
Oh.
Don't leave us, God. Don't forsake us, Lord. We're trusting in you. We're depending on you. We have faith in you, God. Don't leave us. For you said that if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, we can speak to that mountain.
Yes.
And that mountain will be cast into the depths of the sea. But, Lord, I'm praying also for our people and for your people, Lord, that not only if they're not able to speak to that mountain, Lord, that you give them the faith to climb that mountain and reach the top, Lord, and proclaim that you are the master of the faithful. And so, Lord, we thank you today, and we bless your name. All these things we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank all of you this morning for joining on the call. Like I said before, if you missed any portion of this call and you want to share this prayer with anyone else, you can be able to go to Power of Faith, DM.org, which is the website, or go to check us out on Facebook, and there'll be a hyperlink on the Power of Faith page. Then that will take you there, and you can listen to these prayers. They're done daily, and they're sorted by the date and the title of the prayer anytime you need. Also, you'll find the notes of the scriptures that I have there. I'll be posting them on there also, so you can also get these scriptures and stand on them and study them. So therefore, you know what the Word of God says. Remember, the 2 Timothy 2:15 said to show thyself approved unto God, or what we need not be ashamed, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Understand, you can honestly, honestly stand on these and you can know what God can do for you for yourself. Share them with someone. Share them with your loved ones. Share them with someone that you know is going through. Share them with someone that you think that won't even receive from you. Print out these and just give it to them and say, listen, I'm praying for you. And as I pray for you, you stand on these and pray for yourself also. Spot someone else this morning. Thank you once again. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., same time.
Amen.
And I'll be letting you know we're praying over. And keep those praise requests coming and those prayer requests coming. Amen. Thank you. Love
Amen.
You. And be blessed.
Be blessed. God bless you, people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.